Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please sit back because you are now about to go behind the blue curtain.
Already this year, we saw that once here locally, where
a citizen, let me put my disclaimer out first before somebody troll and get twisted. I do not speak for the city of Waco, the Waco Police Department, the officers, civilian employees, and citizens of Waco. Everything I do and say here is based upon my personal and professional experience. So if you're trolling, thought you're going to get me, all right, just keep listening. You're learning. You just don't even know it. Anyway, this guy put this video out, and you guys have seen it online. I blocked him off of my page because I don't even want to see it, where he apparently was stopped at some point and had his car searched. And, you know, he's a pretty nice guy, interacts with police. He's not a troublemaker. But he took the video, and he went home, and he had done a previous video, got a bunch of hits on it, so he wants to be a Facebook star. Well, that's fine, you know, do you. But what pisses me off with it is this idiot thought it would be great to edit in a voice to make people think that the officer was using the N-word, that the officer was saying, I'm going to plant drugs. That bullshit right there, you know, I speak out on police reform. Yes, I'm a real police officer, but see, it's crap like that that's going to get good officers killed. And then, I don't know why more media people aren't lighting this guy up. You know, there were a lot of officers out here. I looked at some of the comments before I came on and posted, and a lot of you guys caught it and carried it, and I appreciate that. But this guy could have gotten a lot of officers hurt off of some BS. And see, that's why we have to hit the brakes sometime on some of these videos and make sure what we're seeing is real. You know, what's going on is real. You know, we got to make sure that hit the brakes for a minute. And we don't know what happened before some of these videos. Yeah, some of them are just crazy, and I'm going to play one where some of these officers out there, not a lot, but some of them, they're crazy. And they're saying and doing some crazy stuff. Call them out all day long because y'all know me. I'll get on here and beat them out the frame. But if by the same way, that goes for the same thing with civilians, black, white, you know, Hispanic, Republican, Democrat, I don't care. When we get a citizen that's out of shape, disrespectful, rude, crude, ignorant, you know what? I'm going to blast your ass on here like I would anybody else. And I hope y'all do it too. And this officer on the video I'm about to play, I've got it up on my site. I'm trying to research and find out what department this officer works for. Because whatever department he works for, as soon as I find it, I'm going to put that department's Facebook link on my page. I'm going to, if I can find the officer's Facebook, I'll put it up there. And I'll put the number to the police department. And you guys, you know, if you really care about police reform, citizens and police reforming, call down there to that chief and give this guy kudos and compliments because he handled that better than I would. I might have been the next YouTube video after that dude. And I'm going to play it here in a little bit. And, you know, go to their Facebook page and put up some good compliments for this officer. I mean, I don't know how this guy handled that the way he did, but I tell you what, he did an amazing job. And if we can call officers out when they do bad and do wrong and screw up and mess up, we need to call the good ones out and give them some praise. And if you're one of these people on here that says, I just hate all of them, none of them do any good, well, you can just bear through this show or you know, go listen to the Disney Channel or something. But I'm gonna go ahead and play this clip right now. And you guys, I'm going to warn you up front, if you got children in the room, you are going to hear the N-word. I'm not going to censor it because I refuse to censor this guy. I want him to be heard in all his ignorance.
All right, Mr. Warren, what I have here is a citation, okay? It's going to be for what we discussed in the
seatbelt.
Okay?
Yeah, perfect.
What I've done is I've assigned you a court date of 20 August at 10 o'clock in the morning if you choose to appear in court.
Yeah.
If not, you have up until that date to
lodge
a citation.
I hear you loud and clear.
What I'm going to ask you to do is sign the bottom of this citation of guilt, just stating that you have in fact received the citation.
Hey, nah, man, I have my seatbelt on.
And comply
you can try that bullshit. I have my seatbelt on, nigga.
Okay.
So what?
Are you refusing to sign?
Do I have to sign it?
I'm giving you the option to sign it. Are you
do I have to sign it? If I don't sign it, will I go to jail?
Are you refusing to sign it?
If I don't sign it, will I go to jail?
No.
Are you sure?
What did I just say?
So if I don't sign it, you will not pull me out this car and take me to jail.
That is correct.
You will not issue a warrant out later so they can take me to jail later.
If you do not comply with the citation or appear in court...
Boy, your breath stank like ass, man. Oh, my mama, nigga.
You will have a warrant.
All right, man, give me the fucking shit, man.
Okay, are you going to sign it or no?
I'm going to sign it, you dumbass nigga, duh. What you thought, nigga? If I said give me it, I'm going to sign it, nigga.
Well, then sign it, sir.
Give me the fucking pen, man. I want to reach in your hand and you pop me. You know, you motherfuckers, man. Shitty-ass courts, nigga. Man, hurry the fuck up, man. Pathetic-ass cop, nigga. Your whole fucking squad pathetic, niggas. My mama, nigga.
Alright, sir. There's your copy.
Appreciate you.
No, I appreciate you,
get the
sir.
Fuck on, faggot-ass nigga boy. Come on, man.
I was looking at those on the Facebook Live are looking at me. I'm looking around for my wallet because that buck is going to be for this dumbass. All of y'all that are listening to this and you feel empowered by this thug, yes, he's a thug. You feel empowered by him? He motivates you? He's got his little Facebook up trying to look cute, looking ignorant is all get out? And some of y'all say, I want to be like that. Okay. You're going to run into Mr. Wrong. And you know what? When you get that disrespect, when you get out of pocket and you all the way wrong and they decide to handle you, you know what? Don't come on live. Don't boost up ignorance like this guy. Don't boost him up. You should be lighting his ass up, not boosting him up. All these little young people that think these officers are out here playing with you, you know, this is the kind of ignorant ass that just irritates me. As much hard work as a lot of people are doing across this country to rebuild community and police relations, you got this citizen who just feels he can say and do whatever he wants. And the sad thing is that some people out there, if that man would have dragged him out of that car, some people out there would have said, well, you know, he violated his rights or whatever. You know what? If he would have had a reason to go to jail, I wish he'd have went. This guy is an embarrassment to all citizens and particularly black folks. If you're throwing a like up on his page and a thumbs up and you're holding this clown up as some kind of icon, you need a mental health checkup. This was absolute ignorance, period, point blank. And this guy made black folks look ignorant. You wonder why we're under so much pressure, why we meet resistance from some officers out here on the street. Because of idiots like that. That's why. That is the main reason why. You know, I look at some of the people, tell them, what kind of fools do we have out here? You know, I go out there just like a lot of guys and women. You know, we go out there, we don't go there to die. And, you know, you don't want me to bring you no crap, but yet you're willing to pick crap with me just to get a YouTube moment, just to see if you get some likes on Facebook. We don't work for Facebook. We don't work for YouTube. We work for people, and we work for real. And we're serious out there because we want to go home. I'm nice, I'm polite, and I'm respectful, but I tell you what, get in the way of me and my driveway and see what happened to you. We don't come to work to be humiliated on Facebook, and I certainly hope that that department releases the officer's camera footage of that entire event. Release it, and I hope every major media circuit, this guy wants fame, make him look as stupid as he is. You guys, that thing is on my page. If you hadn't seen it, go look at the video and share it and light this guy up because this kind of stuff is detrimental to all the good work people are trying to do. Never mind the fact that he just made all black people look stupid and young black folks, y'all really look stupid behind this idiot. You know, we got to start speaking up for the good and the bad. I know some folks say, well, he get on cops. Yeah, I do. But you know what? When it comes time to light some citizen up, guess what? I got an equal opportunity big lighter up here. It worked both ways, right-handed, left-handed, officer or citizen. And this guy here, you guys should be lighting him up. I'm going to jump real quick to a caller I got out of the 203 area code 1513. What's going on? Good morning. Thanks for calling. You're behind the blue curtain.
Good morning, Stan. I just had to say something real quick. Thank you for playing that video. If people don't realize now what it means that you have to take care of our children from cradle to the graves, educate them, let them know how they are supposed to conduct themselves in society, make sure that they get a good education, that video is a perfect example of how people who have not taken time in this young man's life. And I had sent you a text before, and obviously this kid has no respect for anybody, probably not even his mama, his grandmama, or anybody else whose house he was in. Who even knows if his family has anything to do with it. But this is an example, not a good example, but the example is when we don't invest in our children. Again, like I said, from the time that they are born, the process of them getting an education, to what you see out now in the streets. And unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but I've got to go to a voter training class because, as we know, Tuesday in some states around the country is primary day, so get out and vote. God bless you, brother, for bringing this subject to the attention. Kudos again to that officer. I don't know how he did what he did, but he showed professionalism, decorum, and obviously this is the job that he was meant to do. God bless, bro. Have a great show.
All right, Charlie. Appreciate you, brother. You know, G put on there, he said, this guy on the Facebook Live said he's the direct result of bad parenting. You know what, G? I agree absolutely. But by the same way, this guy, you don't have to look far to see the innocent people that have been shot, the questionable people that have been shot for a hell of a lot less than this guy. And you're going to push the envelope that way? And that officer stood there and dealt with you the way he dealt with you. You know what? He picked the right one on the right day, at the right time, in the right place. Because I guarantee you, there ain't a whole lot of us would have handled that. That there was the test. Right there. That guy was the test. And I'll tell you what he's doing. He's playing blue lotto. He just wants an officer to do something so that he can go get an attorney and get paid. These are the kind of people that are full of bullshit. They're detrimental to good policing. They're detrimental to good communities. I'll tell you what. I'd like to see him show as much energy in the voting. Let's see if he votes. Let's see where he works at. Now, you want to try to humiliate that officer on video? Guess what, brother? I hope people download this and play you. I don't know your name. I'm talking to you. I bet you don't vote. You probably don't work. And you out there treating that man as working like crap. Now, you know, I'm going to leave that one on the table. I'm going to go into the next topic that was trending because this is another one. Chicago. All the shootings, all the murders over the weekend. There's different reasons why folks that live up there have their reasons why the shootings are happening in Chicago, where you can't buy any guns, there are no gun shops. But what got me was in all the shootings, folks up there are scared to let their kids go to school. Now, what does Chicago PD do? They load a bait truck up with some Nike tennis shoes and take it into the hood across from a basketball court where young kids are playing basketball, leave it unlocked to try to get them to go in and steal. Now, I'm not against bait vehicles. We use them, and there's times where they're stealing cars in certain areas that they're good to use. But, I mean, you just come off of a weekend where you had 80-some people shot, and you're worrying about sneakers and thieves? Going back up to those chiefs again, mismanagement, not prioritizing. If I lived in Chicago, I would be ticked off. I don't care how pro-police you are. If your officers are out there worried about catching thieves and entrapment and little kids playing basketball with a truckload of Nike shoes and you got folks blood spots still dead on the corner from all the people shot over the weekend up there and you worrying about stealing. I'll tell you what, let me see one of them bait trucks. Tell you what you do. Get one of them trucks, load it up with one of them coach purses, some Tommy Hilfiger, some of that bougie jewelry and clothing that some of these folks buy, take it out there in the suburbs, park and leave it unlocked. You know, in fact, park it by the tennis court and see what happened to it. I guarantee you, you're going to get some people out there too. You know, if I was Nike, I would be upset about being used that way because that reflects poorly on their brand. But kudos to the brother that followed that truck and filmed it, and the ones that called them out on it. And like I said, I'm not against using bait trucks and bait vehicles. They are a good tool, and we use them, and they serve a purpose. But when you get to the point where you're just coming off 70, 80 some people shot over the weekend, and that's the best you can. Your answer is to take a bunch of tennis shoes to a basketball court and hope you catch some kids stealing. And you wonder why up there, the people up there in Chicago are looking at their police department and saying, you know, what are we doing? What are we doing up here with this? I couldn't believe that video when I first saw it. So I looked at two or three different sources that confirmed exactly what I was seeing. You know, then we got the other incident down there in Arkansas, England, police department down in England, Arkansas. I'm going to play that clip real quick. This is Officer Moore from the England Police Department, who's not from there, works there. I guess he's riding through the neighborhood, and he sees some people out, and, you know, he says, well, you don't belong in my city. Yeah, good morning, Harvey. But and I don't think he was saying it as a racial point. He was saying it in that I've never seen you, so because I haven't seen you, you don't belong in my city. And they, thank goodness that police department fired him, but we'll play that clip real quick.
With all the racial discrimination that's going on across the world, it's like, will I be another victim? Will I be a statistic?
On July 21st, DeMarcus Bunch and his cousin, Shannon Scribner, were in their hometown of England, Arkansas, to shoot a music video. Bunch says from the first moments they entered the small town, Officer Michael Moore was following closely.
He drove through, and he noticed that we were parked over there. He kind of just slowed down, and I guess, to see who we were. And he came back across the gravel there. Then he parked right over there in the grass, and he just sat there up until, you know, we left.
Feeling uncomfortable, Bunch says he and the crew drove to their final destination, the neighborhood where they grew up.
I mean, initially I was, like, wondering, why is he doing this? You know, we're in, you know, small England. Everybody knows everybody.
The officer pulled in shortly after them.
And he slowed down again, just staring to see what we were doing. So that's when my cousin and I, he said, hey, man, let's go let him know who we are and what we're doing.
Bunch and Scribner's uncle is also an England police officer. Cell phone video taken by Bunch picks things up from there.
I'm Mike Moore. All right.
We're Dale Scribner's nephew.
Yeah, we're there just trying to record the video.
We just noticed you've been following us everywhere.
Right now?
Yeah.
You know why? Because you don't belong in my city.
How we're from here.
But you understand, I know who my people are, right? Who belongs here, who doesn't.
Who don't?
We got gang wars going on. We got all kinds of stuff. And I come from the big city. But this stuff's small.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's cool. Do your thing.
You said we don't belong in your city, though.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't. I have never seen you here before, and I know almost everybody.
Man, I grew up in 101.
Well, good.
I graduated from England High.
Well, good for you. My name's Mike Moore.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I'm not from here.
Step away from my car. I'm about to get my dog now.
The officer stayed in the area for nearly 3 minutes. Where did y'all go from there? How did you decide what you were going to do?
I talked it over with my uncle, and that's when, you know, he kind of took matters into his hands.
His uncle, Kevin Scribner, suggested they reach out to EPD Chief Dana Powell directly.
We wanted to give the chief the opportunity to actually perform her investigation, and so we held the video close to our chest and waited for her to provide a response.
It has been 15 days since the men filed their official complaint. They say they still haven't received their copies or the findings of the police harassment investigation. Tuesday, they released the video online. Chief Powell would not agree to go on camera. Throughout my investigation, I found that Officer Michael Moore came to EPD from the Lone Oak County Sheriff's Office. He was terminated from his role there. Lone Oak County Sheriff John Staley told me this, quote, "It is not a race issue, it is a personality issue. He was terminated from Lone Oak County Sheriff's Office because he couldn't get along with other officers and other agencies."
We were here in October, we went to the homecoming football game, we left the football game early because of the weather. And so I decided to take my wife for a drive around town.
Rizal Aaron is a former EPD officer and community activist that has also filed a complaint against the police department. He says the issues are systemic and from the top down.
The summarized version of what happened was an investigative stop. I told him, I said, well, I used to be a cop. He says, where? I said, right here in England. I said, you don't have the right or probable cause to pull me over. Turner says, well, I'm concerned about the safety of one of my officers that said that you have been following him around with the lights on high beam. We haven't been following anyone around. I hope he's terminated and never able to work in law enforcement again. And personally, I feel like the chief should be held accountable as well for allowing him to, you know, even continue to work as long as he's worked after the initial showing of the video.
Chief Powell told me that she'd give me a press release, but I haven't gotten it yet. I did try to reach Officer Moore, but all media requests must first go through the chief.
Well, we go back to one of the shows we did probably about 9 or 10 shows ago. This guy was fired from a department where he couldn't get along with the officers or anybody there. Somehow or other, he gets hired on here, and he carries out that same God complex. Y'all can go to StanMason.com, download, or look at the video, download it, called The God Complex. This guy is a poster child for the God complex. He comes out with that same arrogant attitude. And he's left to victory. Luckily, these guys knew better. But this is the type of person that has no reason being a police officer or a security guard. They shouldn't even be allowed to have a fishing rod. This guy is out here victimizing people. Well, he's fired now. But you mark my words, he's going to show up in somebody else's little small police department. That's why we need to do like the military does, to where if you're fired from a department for conduct, use of force issue, being abusive, then guess what? You can't be hired anywhere else. Like the military gets dishonorable discharges, something should go in your jacket to where when they run your name on a federal database to get a job as a security guard or a police officer or whatever, they go, no, 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 no. This is the flag that comes up. And if cities choose to ignore that flag and hire that person, you become liable, full-blown liable. You know, these guys live in that town. They're making a video. This officer decides that he just pretty much, because he doesn't know him. This goes right back to Barbecue Becky and Poolside Peggy and everybody else, because they don't know somebody. They're going to just walk up. He could have walked up and asked those guys, hey, how you guys doing? I've never seen y'all before. Are y'all around here? What are you doing? Shooting the video. Oh, man, cool. What's your video about? No. He immediately approaches them. And then says, well, and I don't know if you guys could hear it in the audio. If you couldn't, I apologize. But on the show, actual show link, it's clear. You know, he says, well, he's walking back. Get away from my car. I'm about to get my dog out. Why do you have to get the dog out now? And see, this goes back to why some people are distrustful of the police. And it's not to justify that thug that we played at the top of the show that was rude. We're not even going to give him no type of platform. It's not to justify him at all, but it's to say that some of these officers, and just like this black kid that got stopped, and we played this video at the top of the show, that's embarrassing. This guy, Michael Moore, embarrassed police officers everywhere. You know, we just saw the way the one officer dealt with that clown that cursed him out and was disrespectful, and then we saw how Michael Moore was. So there are good and bad officers. I wish the good ones would start calling out the bad ones and lighting them up and blowing them up. Stop defending them. Stop covering for them. These guys go out from under the badge and embarrass all of us. And to the officers that would say, well, it's none of your business. You don't live in either one of those towns. It is my business, because when I go out here on the street in uniform, I got to hear about it. So it is our business. We can't be this big blue family when somebody's laid out in a coffin with a flag over it, and then when it comes time to correspond with the community and talk to the community, interact with the community, and call out some bullshit that we should not even acquiesce to. But we sit back and we allow these bad people to define us, and we wonder why the risk to our lives is higher. There are nuts out here in America. Black ones, white ones, Hispanic ones, Asian ones, Christian ones, Muslim ones, they're nuts out here. And these people are operating on hair triggers. And all it takes is a phony video, like the guy here in Waco that made the video and did the voiceover and put out there, to make it seem like the deputy is using the N-word and says, I'm going to plant marijuana in this car and all that. That's that bullshit. And you guys, you know, y'all know how I get. When the officers are wrong, I get passionate about it. But when we get these BS citizens like this, I get passionate about that too. If you don't want me to pick on you, then don't pick on me. If you just tell me just do your job, then let me do it. But officers out here, some of them are getting their careers slandered. They live forever in infamy on YouTube out of something they never even did wrong. Let us not forget a couple of months ago right here in Texas where a false claim went out that DPS officers took this woman and raped her and took her behind a building and did all this nonsense. And this came from some so-called responsible people. I'll repost it for those of you that don't remember. And you had DPS officers out here who had the same name. One of them who lives in the county I live in down here in McLennan County, this guy was getting death threats behind some nonsense that people just grabbed it and ran with it. Give it some time. Worry about being factually correct instead of being first. The news media does enough of that. They want to be first, and they're not being factually correct. You know, we got to take our time and look at these videos. And if you're really about police reform, if you're really fair, if you really want to make a difference, if you're really about race relations, call out the good and the bad. Don't be selective. Because you do yourselves and everybody else that supports you an injustice when you're all aboard for one part of it, but then when the tables are turned, you're quiet. The same thing that I ask out of the community to be proactive and be involved and call the citizens out like you call the bad officers out. We, it's funny, as citizens, we demand of the officers. I just got done saying it. More officers need to speak out against some of this stuff. Now, some of them will look at this video, and I'll get likes and shares and friend requests, and man, this guy is great. Why? Because this week I'm defending some good officers who should be defended. But next week we're going to get one of these rogue idiots out here that's going to do something stupid, and I'm going to light his ass up right on this show. And then the same people will tune in and go, that guy, he's anti-police. No, if it's not right for everybody, it's not right for anybody. And until we sit down and we're able to all sit at the table and talk about these issues and just get up front with it, be real with it, not beat around the bush. When you see these videos come online, guys, you know what? Hit the save button. See, I usually go to Facebook, I'll save it, put it in my, I'll look at it later. I go to that person's page. Go to their page and look at what they're posting. Is this somebody who just shoots videos to get likes? They want to be a Facebook star or whatever. Is that what they're doing? Because that was the case here in Waco with the video that was shot. And the caption said, Waco police officer caught on camera using the N-word. There were no Waco police officers in that video. And this person knew that because he knows us. But it's a headline. It grabbed headlines. Waco PD officer grabbed headlines. People jumped on it. Already had their mind made up. When they clicked go, their mind was made up. Ooh, I'm going to get this. I'm going to catch this. And then, man, I'm going to post this and da-da-da-da. And then it was fake. And there's no telling, had it not been caught real quick, how many officers would have been ambushed across this country because some idiot has nothing better to do. Because he's concerned with getting likes and clicks. He doesn't care how many officers are shot out here. He doesn't care about officers' families. As long as he gets his likes. And there's too much of that. And the backblast of it is what we talked about a couple weeks ago. The Ferguson effect, where you're getting officers that are saying, you know what, the hell with it. I'm not doing anything proactive. I'm not going to step out on anybody. I'm not going to stop this guy. And basically, once the body's there, they're going to go, yep, he shot. I heard the shot. I came over. So when we put too much pressure on the officers, are we going to make mistakes? Absolutely. You guys and ladies, especially if you follow on here, you know the difference between an innocent mistake, an officer does something wrong, he meant well. I'm not talking about shooting people. I'm talking about just in demeanor. And you know when somebody's just rogue and crazy. And we got to start understanding, you know, hey, if I was in that situation, what would I do? Now, today I got the cop side that hat on. Some of y'all might not be used to that, but you got to be real. I mean, I looked at this has been a hell of a week. From the officer in England, Arkansas, you know, to the bait truck, to the video of that rude kid in the car with the nappy hair acting out on the officer. We ought to be blowing these people up on social media. Why doesn't that video have 4 million hits with a bunch of negative comments? This is where reform is going to start. The officers are starting to understand, some of them, I know these chiefs are because they're tired of these lawsuits, that when you get wrong, I encourage people to video. Keep videoing. Keep videoing. Because it's nothing new. It's just being videoed now. Keep it out there. And then, you know, once these officers start getting in line because the chiefs are getting in line, now we got to get some of these citizens in line. Start blocking these people. This guy in Waco, I blocked him. Totally. I don't want to see none of your stuff. Don't want to meet you. Don't want nothing to do with you. You know, I don't have to shake hands with anybody. I can just nod, hello, sir, or whatever, and go about my business. You know, but we need to call these people out. I don't have him on my page anymore. I'm sure y'all can find the video. But if you see it, don't threaten the guy. Don't give no negative threats towards him. Just post your displeasure, for sure, with the video and let people see some of the stuff that's going on. Some officers are being framed. And some of these people are a lot better at videos and producing them than this guy was. This guy wasn't good at what he did. He's just trying to get likes. You know, if you get pulled over out there, I highly recommend you guys go back and listen to the top of the show. Don't do like that guy did at the top of the show, because you might meet the wrong officer. Or you might meet the right one at the wrong time. Like I said, if you guys want to comment, the caller number 646-716-4621, press 1, I'll get you on. I see a bunch of callers up already. You know, we'll get you into the conversation. I got my ace in the bullpen, Mr. Tyrone K. Dunmore, that's sitting back. I know he's out of state right now at an event, so I'm going to open up and let him get in here early in case he has to go. What's going on, Ty?
Oh, man, just as you said, I'm doing a weekend event, but this ain't about me. Let's stay on top on the show topic. All I can think of is the basic golden rule of life, man, and that's treat people the way you want to be treated. And if people just would live by the golden rule instead of living by this, it's not even silver. It's not this is like more of a plastic. It's not even it's not precious the way we're treating each other. It's very disrespectful. If you want to be respected, then you treat people with respect. You speak to people with respect. And that, and only in that way should you expect it in return. I mean, something my mother had always imparted on us as growing up, and that was, it's not what you say, but how you say it. What you do, not what you do, but how you do it. And obviously, with the, especially with that first clipping, that guy, good man, that is just definitely not the way to talk to anybody, let alone a police officer or someone that's a law enforcement official, because it's degrading. It's the it's condescending. It's disrespectful. It's nasty. It's rude. It's mean. Who wants to be treated in any of those manners like that? But obviously, he was trying to press some buttons, and I agree with you, to the point where he was trying to bait that officer, I think, as well, to try to do something so that he can get, if you want to call it, some money down the line. He might end up being at the medical examiner's office, like you said, depending on what kind of officer that he ended up running in. I mean, because that is the reality of it at all, man. I mean, you know, when you do get stopped, and I know officers know this as well, man, there's no such thing as a what they call basic traffic stop. That stop, and how many officers have lost their lives just, you know, going in there, maybe just, I'm not going to say unprepared, but not expecting to get shot because you're pulling somebody over because their tags are expired or what have you. You never know who you're running into, and I know you've already covered that, Stan, a while back, but I mean, you know, the people are alarmed now. People's emotions are high now. People are scared. And if you know that about people, period, whether it's the officers that are pulling you over or the person in the car, what you don't want to do is add gas to the fire. And it's obviously in that case, this guy was lighting. He was pouring gas, man. He had a whole, I would say he had a CDL truckload of flammable gasoline that he was trying to ignite this thing with. And kudos to that officer who showed reserve and showed discipline, and he just didn't let that guy push his buttons. And I think we need to learn that on both ends. Both ends we need to learn that. Sometimes it's the officer. Huh?
Oh, yeah, but I got a video. I'm going to post it up. I got it last night, where these two officers, the state troopers, they pulled a guy over in the car, and the guy was, this traffic stop went from sugar to shit. I mean, the guy's cooperative at first. They go to arrest him. He's struggling. They go to the ground. He's trying to get the officer's gun. He runs around to his passenger side, and the gunfight opened up just that quick. And I'm going to post that up there because that you need to see just how quick. And they'll go, well, this person's cooperative. This person's nice. I mean, it can go real bad real quick. Now, when you look at that video, and I'll post it up when we get off the show, that's in the daytime. Okay, somebody, G, said that was up in Pennsylvania. Okay, that was in the daytime. Imagine at night when you can't see. You know, of course, one officer was shot, and, you know, he survived, and, you know, they ended up catching the guy. But, I mean, that's a good, accurate representation of just how bad things can go really, really quick. Now, when those officers come back on the street, imagine how much more heightened their sense would be, because we all like to think we know what we'll do and how we'll react, but until we're put in a situation, we learn and we adapt from it. And now with that young thug we're talking about, what he did took that officer's thought process to the next level. And the bad part is, and for all intents and purposes, that guy seemed like a good guy. I don't know him, the officer, but he's going to run into another young black male who may or may not have to suffer the consequences of the ignorance of this fool.
And can I say something, Stan?
Yeah.
Do I get a chance? And what was being challenged to me above all, you know, is that dignity, that sense of pride. And, you know, and when you challenge somebody's dignity and their pride in themselves just being a human being, that is very dangerous on either end. Because if you ain't got nothing, when I mean you ain't got a job, you may be homeless, you may not have any much family, whatever, but the last thing you have, the last string you may have in this life is pride, at least something. And then when you're trying to step on somebody's pride and just being alive, being a person, before we want to add anything else on to what we think we are or what we know we're to be, then again, that's very different.
Uh-oh. You still there, Ty?
There are very indignified people, and they will do something. I learned something from an elder years ago. He said, you know, if you're in a very intelligent person, he said, you never want anybody to be the puppeteer. And I mean, what do you mean by that? He says, you know, press your buttons. And we all hear people say that. There's things people say, do, act, body language, tone, and what they'll do, those are button presses. And if they press your button and get you to respond the way they want you to act or they're looking for you to act, then guess what? You become the puppet. And you end up becoming under their control. They end up now controlled you. And regardless what it is, you know, and it's definitely obvious this guy, as you said, poor everything, you know. I mean, again, it's the golden rule. Treat people the way you want to be treated, you know. And if someone's going to be disrespectful, then that don't mean you fire back being disrespectful. You know, you just know what you're dealing with, and there's a way to deal with that more on the intellectual side than it is on the emotional. See, when we get involved in the emotions, and that just means energy in motion, emotion, then that's when things, like you said, go from sugar to shit. They go quick because we get caught up in the emotion of things. And once we learn to step back, as we've been told many different ways, take a deep breath, you know, think about it, you know. And I know officers have that split second just like anybody else. And you get stuck in that fight or flight mode. And anytime somebody tries to put you in that mode, that's also a very dangerous place. Fight or flight, think about that. Either I got to run from you or I got to give it to you. And most people ain't going to run from you. They're going to bring it to you. And we used to say back then, don't let your mouth write a check that your body can't cash. But there's a lot of people that got a lot of mouth. And then when they end up getting beat down or they end up getting left alone or end up getting thrown in jail or what have you, then they want to play the victim. But they don't realize that it's their own attitude, their own mouths that put them in that position. We got to learn to shut up. I mean, that's the first thing in the Amanda, what they call it, Miranda rights. You have a right to do what? Remain silent. And that police officer did an excellent job of the reverse mode. He didn't feed into that. He kept it pretty silent because he could have fired back. Well, who the hell you think you're talking to? Well, you know, that pride thing could have kicked up. But you know what? That professionalism kicked in. And kudos again to all officers who show emotional and mental restraint when under attack by an idiot like this guy and anybody else you may come on in contact with out there in the street. And that goes with all people, all humans. We got idiots all over the place. Don't let them drag you into the mud. Be the professional you are. Be not just a professional officer. Be a professional human being. Treat people the way you want to be treated. And if someone wants to get crazy, you don't have to go into that fire. You know, in the fire department, they have a thing. They will call the fireman back. Let the building burn. It ain't worth it. Let it burn. And then there's some people want to go run up in there and be heroic. We got them type of people, too. I'd rather sit back and let the damn thing burn down before I put myself in jeopardy. And that's self-preservation. That's the first law of nature. Preserve yourself. Protect your life. Because somebody talking like that, who knows what they got on them or what they're ready to maybe do. That had to be a very harrowing situation for anybody if somebody's talking to you like that. Do I fight this dude or do I back off? Are you just going to do this? You know, and then again, that pride, that dignity. Stop challenging people like that, people. Treat people the way you want to be treated, above all. And then maybe we'll live that life of longevity that Dr. King spoke about. Because ignorance is on an all-time high now. Ignorance and intelligence is on an all-time low. I'll say it again. Ignorance is on an all-time high now. And them ignorant people are the same ones that's calling life, calling themselves victims. They're ignorant. They're ignoring what is factual. You want to be loved, then love people. You want freedom, then free people. You want to be respected, then respect people. You know, it's real simple. Treat people the way you want to be treated. And just because they're wrong and doing something bad, that don't make them bad. Do things to correct that bad, but you don't got to demean people. We don't have to degrade people. We don't have to talk to them in a what they call it? What's the word they use all the time? It's a not descending. It's another D word. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Stan. Yes. Why is that necessary? I prefer to use my intelligence because that's the God in you, everybody. The ignorance is you, the devil in you. It's the one that we always call the enemy. No, it's the enemy. Because you got an enemy in you that is just as hard and just as nasty and just as good as you can be. But too often times we like to tap into the ugly part. Because we all got that what they call dark side. And if you don't want to see what's behind that curtain, I say you leave that curtain alone.
Hey, Todd, I'm going to interject something. I want to see what you think about this, because this going to hit some people the wrong way. But if they sit back and think about what I'm about to say, and yeah, I'm going to say it. So folks might as well fasten your seatbelts or whatever it is. See, you got some of these folks out here, and we always talk about Trump and how he's empowered some of these folks to be racially confident, you know, and churned up all this. But you know what? I think we got some black folks out here that have gotten to the point where they're not really involved in the movement for police reform and equal rights, but they want to take advantage of the opportunity that negative spotlight is on policing, and they want to feel artificially empowered too. See, so if we can spot these Trump supporters that are out here that have a racist mentality because they feel empowered by the White House, not all of Trump, his supporters, but some of them, then we got to also understand on the police reform side, we got some folks out here that don't care anything about police reform, that don't want to do anything with race relations, but they always want to be the perpetual victim, and they want to use the energy that's going into police reform to go out there and be a victim. Oh, look at what they did to me. If you put yourself in a position, if you decide to climb a skyscraper and jump off, don't get mad because you hit the ground. Don't blame gravity. That's your dumbass. And we got people out here who do push these officers' buttons. They're not interested in getting through the stop and going to court and fighting it. They want to play blue lotto. They want to just, if I can get something to happen. And that's a slap in the face to the families of Terrence Crutcher, Tamir Rice, Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, you know, Trayvon Martin, all the people who didn't ask to be in the spotlight, didn't ask for this stuff to happen to them, didn't ask to be a victim, didn't go out there looking to be a victim. Because of some of these fools out here who just hope they can hit blue lotto and provoke stuff and stir it up. They're no different to me. People like this clown, the way he treated that officer, and the guy that did the video here, they're no different to me than some of the racist folks that support 45 and push his agenda. We can see them clearly, but we get glazed over when it comes time to call these folks out. There are folks manipulating the cause of police reform to be a perpetual victim, to get sympathy online, and to get a paycheck. And that's straight up real talk. Now, y'all know how we do it here. If some folks' feelings get hurt, guess what? That's just the way it is, like the song says. You know, we're going to keep it real on here. Because I know those same people, they're not on my show anyway. And if they were, 716-4621, you know, 646-716-4621, press 1, and I'll put you on. If you want to justify that idiot in that car, call up. I'll extend the show and give you all the time you want. If you want to justify that bullshit video voiceover that could have gotten officers killed that was done right down here in Waco, Texas, call up the show. I'll put you on. I'll give you all the time you want uninterrupted. When you get done, I'm going to beat your ass out the frame because you can't justify ignorance. Dr. King said the two most dangerous things in the world are sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. Sometimes we just don't know what we don't know. That's sincere ignorance. You don't know. Conscientious stupidity is when you know better, but you still choose to do the wrong thing. And there's consequences. You know, when it's wrong, I'm calling it out on here. Some folks might not like it. Some folks may say, like I said, this is the beginning. This is not a pro-black show, anti-blue show, pro-white. This is about what's right. And up in here, you're going to get it straight, no chaser. We don't even have ice trays up here. We're giving it to you like it come out the bottle, just like a genie. When it come out, it's straight up truth. And I would much rather I leave here. I don't care but 40 people listen. That's 40 people that are going to say, you know what, he's right. I called in. I got to say my piece. I got to talk to the world. I got to say whatever. That's what this is about. And I'm sorry I interrupted you, brother. Go ahead and continue. I had to get that out real quick.
No, you didn't interrupt. I'm sitting up here. Truth telling to me is fun. It's and I like to have some fun with it. And those are the type of, if you want to say, fires we like to light. The light, you know, to enlighten people with facts and with truth and bringing forth evidence. And absolutely, that thing called ignorance, ignoring facts, you know, this society has been very good at that. And then we have that medium called the media, which mediates between what we should do or what we shouldn't do, that mass population controls people's thought process. And then you got a lot of folks here can't even think for themselves because what they heard on CNN or what they heard on a Fox News, not mind you, a Fox, you better study the characteristics of what a Fox is and what a Fox does. So we got to be careful, man. You know, people want to live long. People want to be healthy. No one wants to get hurt. Surely people don't want to die. You don't get up every day wanting to die. You don't go to sleep wanting to die. Because if you went to, well, I can't say that with everybody, because some people do have death wishes. Some people do have what they call suicide by cop. So, you know, they'll do things to get themselves killed because they're cowards on taking on the challenges, not the problems, the challenges of what we know that this thing called life. And instead of doing what's better to make life better, you know, they'll want to cop out, literally, lead the planet. And even in that way, what is that? What am I saying? They become looked at as the victims. Oh, they got killed. No, people get themselves killed. No, they got fired. No, you get yourself fired. Oh, he became left or lonely, whatever. No, you did things where people don't want to be around you. And that's why you're lonely. You know, when are we going to take responsibility for the actions that we take, for the mouths that we have, for the attitudes that we carry, for the slash, even body language that we walk around with? What you all up and tight and all up tense for? You know? And then you expect things to be smooth? That don't make no sense. Relax. If you're going to do the right thing, you're going to say the right things, and you have the right attitude, and you have the right intentions, chances are things will come out right. But if you're conjuring up all kind of craziness in your head and then carry it out with that crazy lip, that crazy mouth, they say the power of life and death is in the tongue. And people's mouths have done more damage than any gun on the planet or guns, because it's the mouths that are the igniter of the gun battles. It's the mouths that's the igniter of what we know as war. It's the mouths that start off what we even know to be, and it's a horrible thing, but it's like we said, we keep everything real here, domestic violence. Because there's some people who are not mentally equipped to deal with all that mouth. As I said earlier, some people got mouths that are so treacherous, they're so toxic, and then they wonder why their situation is poison. They're in a situation now that's poisonous. You got a toxic mouth. You got a toxic attitude. And you act like life owes you something. Life don't owe none of us nothing. Because we came here into life. Life was already here, y'all. Everybody. Life was already here. Life been here way before any of us was born. So how does life owe us anything? We need to respect life and the life that we have and try to enrich the lives of one another, each other. That's what life is about, growing. It ain't about destroying. It's about growing. We get all excited. Oh, she's pregnant. This baby's coming. And we know, and this is just an analogy, we know between that nine-month gestation period, those three trimester periods, things can go bad. There's not necessarily meaning you're going to make it just because mommy or daddy are going to become parents. But through all of that, we made it, and we're here. So we're the chosen ones. So what are you going to do with your chosen opportunity? Huh?
No, you're
say
right.
That again,
you got to do something about. No, you got to. Once we're here, you know, we got too many people, I think, being, like I said, they're in perpetual victim mode. On the blue side, the black side, the white side, whatever side you look at. You know, to really bring it back to center, if people want to be, if you're really about police reform, if you're really serious about it, if you're really about race relations, beyond just posting some BS on Facebook and hope you get likes, you know, you're going to have to first learn to understand the other side. Hopefully you guys over the last year and a half have learned things about policing from me that you didn't know, and I learned stuff from y'all that I didn't know, and that's how we interact and we make change. But you got to want to learn from the other side, because right now is a delicate moment in America. The political structure is jacked up, and for a lot of black folks and poor folks in America, just normal survival is questionable. And God forbid, like I said at the top of the show, if you live in Chicago, you know, they got parents up there scared to let their kids go to school because they might be shot. So these are real discussions, and we got to have these discussions and talk about hard topics, and we can't always approach them from the black perspective or the white perspective or the blue perspective. We need to approach the problem as what the problem is. If it's in Chicago and it's murder, stop talking about black-on-black murder, white-on-black murder, white-on-white murder. Just deal with murder. And if folks' asses need to be locked up, lock them up. I don't care if they're black, tan, brown, white, albino, Asian, purple. If folks need to go to jail, put them in jail, because we're putting enough people in the grave. There comes a time up there where that police department, you got to stop being nice. Some folks need to be in jail. That's evident by the shooting stats. And if you got corrupt cops out there that may be participating in some of the activity, they need to be in jail too. See, you need to come in there and clean house, period, point blank. And everybody wants to eat the omelet, but nobody wants to crack the eggs. You know what? Sometimes you got to crack them, and then once you got it open, you put them in a bowl, you got to beat them, then you got to fry them up and serve them. And if some folks up there need to be in jail, that many bodies, people need to be in jail. You got officers out here like the officer down there in Arkansas? We fired him. If he did anything to be in jail, he should be there. If we're going to do police reform, and if we're going to do race relations, there has to be consequences. This young thug that talked to that officer and treated that officer like he was crap. There may not be any legal consequences, but you all should be blowing him up on social media. He made black people look bad, and I'm glad I'm not a young black person because he made y'all just look absolutely 100% foolish. And if you're sharing his stuff and liking his stuff, you really look like a fool. And if he don't like it, 646-716-4621, he can call me next week. And he can come on live and explain the idiocy that he put out. We got to stop condoning stupidity. We got to stop coddling conscientious stupidity. It's good that we get educated, but let's put that education into action. We got to start calling folks out. That's some folks that's in our economic tier.
Mm-hmm.
That's some of the folks that go to the church we go to. That's some of the folks who look like us, no matter what color you are. Sometimes there comes a point where you just got to say, excuse me, you're wrong. I met Officer so-and-so. He's okay. She's okay. Hello, officers. Now I'm going to talk to you. Sometimes you got to say to that officer, say, man, so-and-so treated me this way, man, he did this good. Man, look, I ain't never had a problem with him. I dealt with him. I know his family. He's good with me. Maybe the problem is you. We got to start massaging these blue egos and start lighting somebody's feelings up. If you come to me and you ask me, hey, what do you think about this? I'm going to tell you the way it is. I don't care about your rank. If you don't want to know, don't ask me. Because you ain't getting it but one way. And that's just straight. That's the way to be. But from the policing side, we've got to be more critical on how we approach people and critique each other. And this out of love. You're trying to help and learn because we learn. When we're learning, it's about survival. And there's a lot of people across the country and communities out here that are hoping we learn because their survival depends on it. So we got more in common than we have apart. You know, so we're getting down to the end of it. I'm gonna get down. Let's see who I got on here. I got to get Charlie back in here. Charlie, I'm going to give you a minute, man, to talk about anything you want to talk about if you're still on there.
Oh, thank you, Stan. I was able to stay on a little bit longer. Great show again. As you heard me say earlier, if we are going to invest in our children, we have to invest in our communities, invest in our societies, and make sure the things that we want to happen, especially our children. You know, I hate to say the old adage, but yes, the children are our future. We have to invest in them. If you take time to make them, you got to take time to raise them, and that's from the cradle. And sometimes, unfortunately, to the grave. But get out there and vote on Tuesday around the country if those are your primary days. Or if there are other days in the month, please get out there and vote, especially in November. Can't wait to hear what you have to say next week, Stan. God bless, and have a nice weekend.
All right, Charlie. Hey, I appreciate that reminder. You guys, he's right. You know, Tuesday's coming up. You know, you want to make sure that you get out there and vote. And we're going to drop it. We got a latecomer in here, 817 area code 2344. Good morning. Welcome to Behind the Blue Curtain. You're on. I'm not going to put a time limit for you.
Morning, Stan. Thanks. I heard something kind of weird this morning, and I was curious what your thoughts were. You've been saying a lot about blue lives, blue lives, blue lives. I mean, it's a choice to become a police officer, yes, but I know for some people it's a matter of, like, you know, family tradition. In a lot of small towns, that kind of thing, and so I can kind of see where you're coming from that. But there's a proposal on the table to make police a protected class of citizen. So anything you do against a police officer could carry the extra added weight of a hate crime. And I wanted to know your thoughts about that.
Okay, I disagree with it, and I'll tell you why. Because you're right; it is a choice to be a police officer. Now, a lot of officers are going to be upset by this. It is a choice to be a police officer. It's not a choice to be black or white or Hispanic or Asian, and for a lot of people, poor. That's a choice we make. There are already provisions on the book: capital murder, assault against a public servant, you know, attempted capital murder. There's always, you know, you do. We're already a protected class to an extent, but I agree with what you're saying. But at the same time, I'm going to say, you know, and your mic's still open, so we can dialogue on this. You know, at the same time, when I look at Philando Castillo, I look at Walter Scott, I look at Tamir Rice, you know, I look at Terrence Crutcher, I look at some of these situations where justice wasn't served, and these people didn't even, in my opinion, they didn't even get the basic decency and application of their constitutional rights under the law that's already here. I'm all for protecting police officers. I am one. I agree with that. But I think when we got laws in place to do that, I'd like to see, I'll tell you what, I'd make a deal with them. I would say, okay, if you want to do the protected class thing, that's cool. But also include in that bill that when officers are fired or violate somebody's rights or go to jail, then guess what? They can never be a police officer again. That goes in their federal record. Also include in there that if the city is sued and the taxpayers have to pay a fortune because an officer did something stupid, guess what? Take a percentage of that out of his or her retirement to reimburse the city. So if we're going to get protected, let's go all the way across. Let's get some citizens protected. I mean, I understand the intent of the law, but we've got capital offenses in place for that. We've already got favor with the jury. We've seen some officers who have shot people who have gotten off on it that, in my opinion, should be in jail. So if they're saying we're trying to make a protected class for police officers already are a protected class to some degree.
Right, right. No, and that's probably the biggest problem, I think, right now in the criminal justice system, if you want to talk about systemic racism. If you want to find, like, where is it at, police officers never get convicted of murder. It never happens. Like, I think there's been, like, three in the past decade. There's been three cops that were charged with murder, like, even charged. I mean, if you want to look at systemic racism, that's where it's at as far as I can tell. But, you know,
sure.
We're getting this weird point in identity where everyone, even black folks that have a very strong culture compared to white folks, we're all struggling for identity right now in the internet age. And it seems like, I guess cops are doing the same thing, a lot of them. Everyone's struggling just to figure out who the hell we are.
You know, I think we're caught in the age of fame. All of a sudden, we can hit the Facebook Live button or Like button, and we can go all over the world. The world can see us. And everybody's got a hashtag. Blue lives, black lives, pink lives, green lives. Everybody's got a hashtag. And somehow we feel, and this is what's really jacked up about America right now, somehow we feel that if we come online and answer three or four posts and hit a couple likes and share something, we've done our bit for humanity for today. We don't go out the house and feed any hungry people. We don't go try to learn who that officer is. The officers don't get out the car and meet the citizens. The chiefs sit inside the department till it's time to go have a cocktail meeting with somebody or go downtown to City Hall. The politicians ain't worth a damn, Republicans and Democrats, and I've done that rant this week, so I'm not going to get on them. But as long as we can say the right thing at the right time, the world heard me. And since the world heard me, I've done my part. And we got poor people in this country with no food. They ain't the right things not feeding them. We got folks in this country with raggedy-ass health care saying the right things not healing them. We got veterans who, by the way, came back, and they just want the health care you promised them before they lost that leg, before they lost that arm, before they came back with mental conditions to defend this country. You know, saying the right things not helping them, I agree with you 1,000%. I think we need to stop making special rules for special classes. Let's do like people say with immigration, enforce the rules that are on the books. Start locking people's ass up, depending upon the crime. Not the class. Rich folks, black folks, white folks, cops, doesn't matter. Murder, deal with it, whatever it is. And some of these ignorant-ass jurors that have made some of these radical decisions, I just posted a thing on Facebook this week. Guy raped a 14-year-old girl, took her in the woods, tied her up, raped her, and he didn't even get jail time. Some of these judges we got on the bench, I mean, where's the accountability for them? You're just one notch under being crucified on a cross when you're a judge? These people make mistakes. Sometimes they get too old to do the job, just like police officers and firemen and teachers and folks in whatever job y'all are in. Sometimes you're too old for it, but nobody wants to call these judges out. But I took the long way around. I apologize, brother, but no, I'm against that. I don't see the need for it, and that's going to make a lot of officers mad, and that's fine. You know, but I'll say this as a black officer. If you want to do something that's going to protect me, to make me feel comfortable in America, not my city, but in America, as a police officer, then first give me the same treatment as a black man in America that you give other people. Because chances are I'm going to be shot or killed. I'm not going to be in that uniform. I ought to be able to retire and walk down the street and not get shot on a traffic stop, not get shot by Pookie and Little Ray Ray on a street corner in my town. Not have to live in a town where 75 to 80 people are gunned down over the weekend. Let's start enforcing laws on the books. We can build on it later on. If we start locking up these murderers like they need to be locked up, I don't care what color they are, and these rapists and these judges start prosecuting these people and putting them away, then we won't have to have special crimes and, you know, special attachments to rules. I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
Oh, no, that was about all I had.
Okay, well, you know what, man? I appreciate you calling in, man, and chiming in. I'm sorry, I didn't want to go off on that, but, you know, you asked me, you're going to get it all. And like I said, I know I'm going to hear about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, they're trying to do this to protect us. We're here to protect these citizens first. There's enough rules for us. All right, I'm going to drop down to that 203 area code 1513. If you want to make a comment, your mic is open. You don't have to. I just saw you on here. Didn't know if you knew to press 1. If you don't want to, you don't have to. And let me see. At that point, we're going to get down to the end of it. Ty, you want to put in about 3 minutes closing remarks?
Yeah, if you want me to. I'm fortunate to be able to do so. As Eric just said something about the, you know, special class. I mean, again, it to me is another divide and conquer tactic psychologically. It again makes people, one person's lives more valuable or more divine or more special than the next. And life is the most precious gift any of us have. I don't care what kind of job you got, what kind of money you're making, where you live at, your area code. Doesn't matter what kind of clothes you drive, or clothes you wear, or vehicle you drive, or how much money you got. I mean, the basic fundamental principle of this whole thing called life is life itself. And life itself doesn't come with all these, let's say, in-the-box titles. And because when I even hear the word police officer, and though I understand what it is in this world, in society, I think more of a, from the standpoint of self, how do you police yourselves? Because police officers are called when there are problems. There's a person, they're always called to somebody else's problem. So how do we, as human beings, how do we, let's say, minimize, because we're going to have problems, and that is just it. It's just human nature. We're going to have problems. How do we minimize the problems? How do we put the brakes on some of this stuff? How do we slow down the ignorance individually? And it starts within. It starts within the human being itself. Before we start going out into the world and get jobs and go to school and all that, we're emotionally and mentally deranged in a lot of ways today. Where the evolution of technology and all that has taken off, the human behavior has degraded. We're like retards. We're becoming retarded. Because we're on this beautiful planet that was given to us to live on, and not only we're destroying it, we're destroying each other. And we're using titles to justify it, the ends of means, so to speak. It doesn't matter what, we are human beings, first and foremost. Where's the humanity in all of this? So this is why I say it's a divide and conquer thing. Because you're making an officer's life, your life is no more precious than my very own. Because life is precious. It's priceless, excuse me. It ain't precious. Diamonds are precious. Some clothes, all things that we, material things in life that we think are valuable, are more valuable than what life is itself. And I know we can all agree with that. I think once we get back to the basic fundamental principles, and I mean principle, what should come first is the principle is life itself. What do we do to grow life? What do we do? I heard Charlie say the children are our future. We've been hearing that forever. But look at the children today. A lot of us have not invested in the children because you know why? We're trying to buy them in our hearts instead of teach them by heart. Teach them the right stuff so their hearts are right when they go out there. Their hearts are right when they get in relationships. Their hearts are right when they go to school. When their heart is right and their head is right, then it's going to be all right. But we're trying to buy our ways into this stuff. We're trying to buy our way through life, and that's the consumerism. That's the capitalism stuff that we've been hit over the head with, and we think that's what values us, by our salaries. No, life itself is the most valuable thing we have. Let's all protect that. Protect yours and protect others. All people. Now, if somebody's coming at you to do some harm to you, of course you got to do what you got to do to protect yourself. Again, it's the fight or flight. If you got to fight them, then I say just leave them alone. Leave them alone. And I'm talking about the general public in that regard, because we try to fight our way into situations. And we're always fighting. Stop fighting. Start loving more. Start relaxing more. Stop thinking more and doing more. Stop talking so much and doing more. We talk so much. Like you said, brother, it hasn't changed this, it hasn't changed that. Start doing more. And the best example we can have is our own lifestyle. That's your best example, not what comes out your mouth. It's fine. If what comes out your mouth, you also live in it. But we know this is a very hypocritical country and is a very hypocritical base that it was all founded on. And a lot of people are just that, freaking hypocrites. Thank you, Stan.
Appreciate you, Ty. Well, you know, we're gonna get out. I'm going to tell you guys, and I say this every week, and because, like I said, I keep it real up here. I'm up here at the house. I ain't in no big studio. And, you know, we keep it real. We doing this all on the budget. So, but you guys on Facebook Live especially, and some of y'all will hear me during the show talking. You wonder who I'm talking to. No, I'm not crazy yet. You know, these people have been with me from way from the beginning. And they, you know, they send me messages and notes and keep me up to date on things. And you know, and I really appreciate them. And to me, I don't just put Facebook Live on to be seen up here. I read what they're saying and try to follow it as much as I can, because they do a whole nother show. You guys go back and read some of their comments and things they're talking about, because it's like you're getting two shows for one. You know, and like I said, you guys can go to the website, stanmason.com. Anything I got on there, you can share it. Take it. Do whatever you want. And just remember, you know, we're all in this together. Black folks, white folks, rich folks, poor folks, gay, straight, Republican, Democrat, cops, preachers, we're all in this mess together. We don't have time to divide anymore. Because you know what? If you're on here today, unless you're some celebrity or somebody I don't know about, we don't have nothing but experiences, facts, and a voice. And that's good. That way, if we're in the fight and we hear something jingle, we don't have to take our eyes off the enemy, because we didn't have no money to bring to the fight. So let's stop worrying about what color some things are. Let's get on the issue. Whether it's murder, whether it's police corruption, whatever it is, once we get there, let's go there and do that. And then when you're doing that, look to your left or look to your right, and you're going to find somebody that doesn't look like you, but they're just as impassioned as you are. You know, nobody has to do what I do, because I can't do what y'all do. But do something. Do something, at least once a week. Research something. Think about these posts before you share them. If you find out something, research and let a friend know, hey, brother, you might want to take that down. That's crooked. That's wrong. That's not accurate. That's not. I've had people tell me, hey, nah, this video, this really didn't happen or this or that, and I go down there and pull it out. And I'll say why I pulled it down. So I appreciate people that fact check me. You know, because we are, none of us out here is perfect, because we're dealing with an imperfect situation in an imperfect world at an imperfect time. But that's okay. We're going to rule it anyway. But we're about to get out of here for this week. I appreciate everybody for staying up, tuning in. You can share the show on my Facebook. Send it all across anywhere. My Facebook's wide open. So, you know, you don't have to worry. He's filled up. He can't get friend requests, whatever, which I'm not. You know, you just come on in and look. It's all on there, and it's real. You can go to stanmason.com. You can download the radio show straight from there. You can also see all the videos that are up and check out that website that Pierre did. Pierre Starr, my manager, he did an excellent job on that website. And this beautiful banner behind me, that's the work of Rudy Cantu and the people at Rock Ready Printing. You know, they do all my shirts and everything. And I know on Facebook Live everything shows in reverse, but, I mean, that banner is awesome, you know. So, you guys, I appreciate everything you do. You guys be careful. Take care of each other this week. You know, look out for each other. Don't drink and drive. Don't drive and drink. Like I say every week, I'm working overtime tonight. Please don't do nothing at 4 o'clock to make me have to come to your house because you done brought the side boo to the crib with the real boo, because I want to get off on time. So I love you guys. Everybody be good, and we'll holler at everybody next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, please sit back because you are now about to go behind the blue curtain.